Kudzu could make biofuel. That story next on This Land of Ours. People living in the Southeast are most likely familiar with the prolific weed known as kudzu, an invasive species that's sometimes called the vine that ate the South. But Louis Zisko with USDA's Agricultural Research Service says there may be a good use for the kudzu vine.
Well, as the old saying goes, when life gives you lemons, you make lemonade. And as it turns out, one of the potential positive benefits of kudzu is that the roots of kudzu are very high in starch, and it may be a potential biofuel. And the USDA, working with the University of Toronto and Auburn University, has looked at the biofuel potential of kudzu roots. Now, obviously, not every batch of kudzu can be harvested, but in areas where it's growing on abandoned farmland, for example, or in flat areas where it can be harvested fairly easily, then we think there's a potential there for making as much ethanol, bioethanol, from an acre of kudzu as you could from an acre of corn. In fact, we think there's actually more ethanol that can be converted from kudzu than can be converted from corn. So while we're not advocating, of course, for anybody to plant kudzu, what we think we could do is to take the existing kudzu and convert that to a biofuel as sort of a win-win.
Kudzu is estimated to cover about 7.4 million acres of land, mostly in Alabama, Georgia, Florida, and Mississippi. I'm Cindy Zimmerman, Southeast AgNet.